Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on
partying all afternoon, watching Parking Wars on A&E, quality entertainment. every time somebody got a ticket, I went, like that.
You know, if I was home and watching that, I would too, only my Chinese noisemakers don't make noise. But then, once I saw they were made in China, I realized, well, these must be the respectful silence noisemakers.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike, who has no sound.
Of course he doesn't. Oh, my God.
And a shout out to Vegas Rich, who's in the chat room.
Yeah, Vegas Rich Taylor and guest 3639.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Welcome to the show, and thanks for coming in, especially on this day of celebration, Jay. We've made it an entire year.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is. Some folks said it couldn't be done. Some folks said it shouldn't be done. But we...
And some of those folks were right.
But yet we parted the seas of naysayers and, like Moses, crept along the floor of the whatever and made it happen.
I'm sure there
was something poetic there that I missed, but I just...
It was looking good for a minute there. You were really... about to wax philosophical.
I was. I was going to go all Matt Fuchsius.
Well, before we get too far into the festivities, a couple of shout-outs, if that's all right with you, Matt.
Oh, by all means.
The first one, I want to do a quick shout-out to Catcher Dude's mom, whose mother has had a bad week. Been in the hospital, been, I guess, in at least two or three surgeries now, and still working on it, so shout out to her. I know it's been a long week, and hopefully they've got things corrected now.
Always, hopefully.
Yep. And, of course, we want to do a shout out to the official badass baby of I'm With Stupid.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And to Average Chick. And the big reason I bring that up is because, as you know, Matt, because I am the consummate professional, doing all kinds of show prep all week long, I actually went back and listened to some of our early shows, and I had actually forgotten that Average Chick called in once.
Yes, she did. And I believe it was one of our first shows where one of those rare technical problems.
If you can believe that.
It was rare. Actually, it was rare because you dropped off the line, and I was sitting there by myself going, what the fuck?
Uh-huh. Google had crapped out, and I was gone, and she tried to call in via Google, and she was on for just about a minute or so, and it went out on her.
Yeah, I know.
And she's never called back since.
Well, no, she hasn't. And I've never been the same since, mind you.
And listening to it was fun because as I was listening to it, I was realizing or remembering that even though Google had gone out, I was just sitting here just chatting away as if we were still on the air and nobody could hear me. And I even played a sound file because it was the Oktoberfest show. And I said, let's do a live look in in Munich, and you were talking about something, and all of a sudden it was na 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 na. The chicken dance song was on.
That should have been recorded. We should have that audio file of you talking to yourself.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Because you know.
So anyway.
Well, it has been a year, Jay. It's been a great year. Well, it's been an okay year. We've had our highs and our lows, and still working out the bugs, working out the bugs.
Exactly. Yeah, year one was nothing more than prep for year two.
That's right.
You know, because our plan all along was to really, you know, to really crank it up in season two. That was, you know.
Exactly. Because we wanted to ease into this. We didn't want to just take the nation by storm.
Exactly.
That would be rude.
And don't forget that in those early days, we had a previous show to the I'm With Stupid show. Remember, our original show name was going to be the Tequila Rose Social Hour.
And what was the problem with that?
That proved to be too many words for BTR.
Too many words. Which I always found funny.
I did too.
Because it reminds me, it always reminded me of the movie Mozart when F. Murray Abraham asked the emperor, well, what do you think about Mozart's song? And he says, too many notes. Too many notes.
Yeah. And so then we had to come up with a new name, and of course, it was Schmoopalicious who came up with the show name.
Schmoopalicious, yes.
Yes,
he came up with
I'm With Stupid. It was an insult, but we took it anyway.
We did. And for you people not in on the inner circle, the reason she came up with I'm With Stupid is because she said, with you and Jay, if you call it I'm With Stupid, you'd both be right. Which is a little hurtful.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the truth sometimes is hurtful, but yeah.
It is. But we both have broad shoulders, and we can carry on that moniker.
We can. Well, what we did is we took that insult, and we turned it into the name of the show and made it a positive because
that's right.
That's the kind of positive attitude we have about things.
Right. We took the lemons that she hurled at us and turned them into lemonade.
With a little tequila in it because
exactly. That always
delicious.
Takes the sting out.
Uh-huh. But those early shows were, there was some classics in there, some great moments.
Yes.
And one of the great moments of all time, though, was your old computer that the fan would kick on. And everyone could hear it. All of a sudden, the background, you'd hear,
What do you mean it kicked on? It was always on. In fact, it was always so on that that's how we cooled the apartment in the summer. The thing would never stop.
And, of course, one day you pointed out that it sounded a lot like Helen Keller having an orgasm.
Yes, it did. Which was not only annoying, it was also kind of hot.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of exciting.
Yeah. Kind of exciting. Nothing like a little sex. Got to interject a little sex into the show to keep the audience interested, like Mike.
Well, you know, Mike has been here pretty much from day one.
Yes, he has. And that would be a good, I mean, this is a nice segue. Very good, Jay. Talk about some of our favorite callers and guests. And Mike would have to, Dour Mike would have to be at the top of the list.
Absolutely. So this is for you, Mike. Hey, I sprung for 75 cents for this packet of little noisemakers. They're going to be used on every show for a while, buddy.
You know what sucks, Jay? I sent our associate producer, Schmoop, out, and she got non-noise-making devices for a buck and a quarter. So you owe us 50 cents.
So the Chinese really stuck it to you.
Yeah, they did.
So
did.
Anyway, our car.
Who's a celebration?
They did. So anyway, our early days, Mike was always there.
Yep.
And to call in and be hilarious, because he is.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. And he called in on those early days when we were doing our football picks. Remember those?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep. And let's see.
Halloween was a good time.
Halloween was a great time. That was my BFF, Warrior Cat, called in for that one. And we talked about little Mexican kids sneaking across the border to go trick-or-treating in the U.S.
You always know how to endear yourself to others, Jay.
Yep.
That's
depriving
what I've always liked about you.
Depriving good, decent American children of Snickers bars and M&Ms.
That's right. And then sneaking back across the border.
Yeah. Well, after they went to Taco Bell also, because they don't get that down there.
Yeah, that's right.
And, of course, one of our frequent callers in the early days, and she called not too long ago, would be Dana.
Dana, yeah. Always a good guest.
Yeah, called in, and which is pretty cool because she's not a big phone fan.
No.
She doesn't like to get on the phone and chit-chat with people.
No.
And we had a few one-time callers. We had a few trolls.
We had, what was the guy's name? Billy Bubba or something.
Uh-huh. From Florida. They kept saying, God bless you.
Yeah,
oh, and I tell you, another great caller, a one-time caller, was Evil Twin's wife.
Oh, that may... We should have put that on the air tonight because we've got to do that. Maybe we could do that for Monday because this celebration pours into Monday because we cannot be contained. That may have been the single greatest phone call ever.
Yeah, because not just for the fact that she was already drunk at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning, but for the fact that she talked about the Evil Twins' friend Johnny, who's from D.C. and didn't have a car, but his mother was sick, and he had a hairless dog, and he was a meth addict.
I was going to say heroin. Was it meth?
Oh, it was heroin. It was heroin. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was some great stuff right there, a little country song written out for it. And, of course, that was, back in the first days when we had the show on at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, and that was a good time. Of course, another friend of mine was stupid, Drive-By Mikey. He screwed me out of that.
Yep, and then he called in for Rhino's Telethon.
Yes, he did.
To do the Ching Chong Chinaman routine and turned it into a full 45 minutes.
Yeah, his diatribe was longer than the Great Wall of China.
It was. But I tell you what, Matt, speaking of the telethon for Rhino, which I thought was a very, very heartwarming and touching show that we did. And I really felt like we should have gotten more credit worldwide for our awesomeness and thoughtfulness for that. But we had very special public service announcement done by a couple of very famous people.
Yes, and I was amazed that you got these two to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, they work together to help people out in their time of need. And I decided to upload that one so everybody could relive the former presidents Bush and Clinton coming to Rhino's aid during that difficult time.
Still gives me chills.
We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
But there's never been anything on a scale of human tragedy in our own hemisphere like what we're now witnessing in
Bagwine.
Today, President Clinton and I are joining together to appeal to you with real urgency.
Give now.
So Rhino will have a Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It still breaks
it's so
me up.
Touching. I tell you, it is so touching. Man, you get a couple of the most powerful people in the world like that and come to your aid. That's going to make you feel good.
Yeah, I had to hit the cough button.
Yep. Oh yeah, it'd break you up. But and of course this all happened because Drive-By Mikey, after he ruined the Sunday show, turned around and laid you off.
Yeah, he wasn't satisfied. He wasn't satisfied.
But anyway, we had a number of good audio files that we came up with over the year.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of great sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite of the sponsors, it's a tie between Poncherella's Taco Bellas.
That was a good one.
And Dr. Joseph Mengele's Jolly Joe's Retirement Home, or Joyous Joe's Retirement Home, the final solution to your retirement home.
Both very good sponsors of this show.
Yep.
Along with Air Force Yum, another good sponsor of the show.
That was good. And don't forget, we had Fast Freddy's Funerals.
Yes.
Sponsored 1 week. That was a good one. And, of course, we had all of our correspondents out there. We had Marty Martstein. We had Dick Burns.
Dick Burns.
Yep. And we have...
I love the way Dick Burns talks in staccato. I love it.
Yeah. And we had Guy on Your Dick.
Yes, we did. In fact, Jay, Guy on Your Dick, along with a few others, he's here right now. Would you like to talk to him?
Hell yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. Jay, Guy on Your Dick here. Whooping it up and partying down in the Bagwine digs. I've got one hand on a pony keg of Stella Artois and my other hand groping a Flemish whore named Stella Artois.
What is a Dutch guy doing with a Flemish hooker?
Well, Jay... Evidently, you don't know the old saying, sex with the Flemish leaves no blemish.
God.
Jay, this is Guy. I'm giving the phone back to Matt, man.
Thanks, Guy. That was great.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's partying his ass off.
Oh man, and the phone lines are open.
As always, at 661-244-9852. Come on, Dollar Mike, Vegas Rich, guest 39.
Anyone else out there? Yeah, anyone else out there listening? I understand that via the Twitter machine tells me that M. Rumblings is listening. How you doing?
Oh,
huh,
very
baby?
Good.
And, you know, hey, we had another correspondent who was very popular. People really loved her, and that's Kim Fragile.
Kim Fragile, yeah. Kim's here. Let's see what she has to say.
Hi, Jay. Kim Fragile here.
How you doing, huh?
I am doing fine. And you? Happy anniversary, baby. I'm sitting
Happy
here
anniversary to you, too.
I am sitting here with Slattering Guy, and I'm wearing your favorite booty shorts that say, Open for Business on the back.
That's hot.
Thank you so much. I gotta get back to the party now.
Okay.
Well, there you go. And I'll tell you what, she might sound like a whore, but she's as professional as they come. And I'll tell you what, though. But, Jay, as you know how hard it is in this business. Sometimes even the professionals, mate, they mess up and they have a bad day. And, and Kim Fragile had one of those back in October or whatever. So let's take a listen to that.
Jay, Kim Fragile here, coming to you live from Matt Man's Ego, the only place in the world where he has an 8-inch dick and an IQ of 2006. On the upside, unlike Schmoop's uterus, his ego is full of fun things, and that's all about him, and I don't want to do this anymore, and I fucking hate your goddamn radio show.
Well, we all have our bad days.
Yes, we do.
And M. Rumblings said, thanks for the shout-out. Oh, no, thank you.
Exactly. Blow that money maker, Jay.
Wait, I have another one, too. Let's try this one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's loud. The neighbors be like, what the hell?
Wait a minute. Let me blow mine. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that's the one you want to make when you don't want the neighbors to be upset.
Respectful silence.
In the chat room, a couple of them, Rich and Mike, had said that we needed to tell what show numbers those were that we were talking about. They were mostly the Halloween show and the Oktoberfest show were the two big ones where we had all kinds of fun and frivolity. Although,
yes,
really, you can't go wrong with any episode of I'm With Stupid.
No, you can't.
With the possible exception of the Tucson episode, which luckily doesn't exist anymore.
It's a wonder of modern science how that disappeared.
It did. Somebody shot that episode in the head. I don't know what happened.
Oh, my God. I knew that was coming up at some point.
and our St. Patrick's Day show was excellent. That was a good one. But I think really probably our very best show was the first one. Slowly been going downhill since.
No, the only thing is we just, with every show we keep raising the bar. So every show seems like it sucks, you know, every previous show.
True. But it does, I will say that BTR has been a lot better lately than it was in those early days. And,
technically, we have, yes.
We both have much better computers than we did when we first started. We don't have the buzzing in the background, and I don't have to stay clear of my monitor and computer as much, because if I got too close to the other one, you would hear in the back.
And I'll tell you what, Jay, maybe this is an omen for year number two, but as I'm talking tonight, I have not encountered the dead space.
No, yeah, there you go.
Because trust me, I've been pacing.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you have. And we got 4 minutes left in the live stream, in case anybody wanted to call in and have some fun with us.
Yeah, at 661-244-9852. Come on, Mike. Come on, Mrs. Mike. Drop your shuffleboard clubs and join the fun.
And, you know, one thing we did last year that we're not going to do this year is we did football picks.
Yes.
And we picked up NFL and college games, and we're very serious about our football. That's why we made sure that those segments were humor-free.
Well,
and after about,
hear everyone
I think, 6 weeks,
but us.
Yeah, I think after about 6 weeks or so, we just mysteriously stopped picking football games.
It could have been the one email that said, "What the hell are you guys talking about?" I remember that distinctly.
Yeah, it could have been. Hey, we have a caller.
No, let me get it. Whoa.
Did he push the button?
Yes, I did. 314, you're on the air.
Hey, after a year, he knows which button to push.
Damn right.
I don't know about that. Rich, you know, and I were hoping Charlie would call back in.
Well, she said she was going to, and she didn't.
And she's
all right.
Yes, must have seen something shiny and got distracted. And M. Rumblings is telling me through the Twitter machine that she's calling, but her number hasn't shown up on the switchboard yet. We'll watch for that.
No, it hasn't. And you better hurry.
Yeah. Is she guessed?
Either that or she's just listening through her mobile device. Those don't show up in the chat room as guests.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. There's no telling how many people are out there listening through their iPads and iPhones and Droids. And
could be
thousands. There could be millions.
But a vast worldwide audience.
Uh-oh.
And,
here we go. Get this. 812, you're with Stupid.
Hey, did you know your answering lady is British?
She is.
Hey, it's Meredith. I just wanted to call and say happy 1 year real quick.
Well, that's nice of you.
Very sweet of you.
I try.
And, oh, yeah, our British lady, she counts down right before the show. And we've heard enough of her.
She kind of threw me for a loop.
Yeah, all of a sudden, hey, I wasn't calling the London show.
No, I was calling Arkansas.
And Rumblings, it's even better before the show starts, because Jay and I are on the phone together, and one of us will say, hey, I got this great joke to tell. And right when we get to the punchline, we hear 6 minutes till showtime.
Apparently she's pretty precise.
Oh, yeah, she's very demanding, too. So what are you up to today, babe?
I'm actually at work.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how important you are. I had a few minutes.
See, I just said that was nice, and I got trampled on by the British lady.
Yeah, telling us that it's almost
the
over.
The show's almost over.
Well, the live stream is.
Live stream. Oh.
Ah. But we're still on the air. Because
we're going to become a
us.
Show soon.
Gotcha. Well, I will let you go, and tomorrow's the fantasy football draft, right?
At 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
All right.
Well, get
we'll
up early. I mean,
can come up with.
Yeah. Hope you got your players all set and your strategy set.
I'm ready. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
The Cleveland Steamers, we're going to try and take it this year.
Yep. They're going to dump all over everybody else.
There you go. That's going to be my motto.
I had to look that one up.
Oh,
did you Urban Dictionary?
I looked in the Urban Dictionary. It's like, oh, thank you for that one.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Yep. I try to broaden the minds of, you know, the general public.
Uh-huh. See, Mike, you're just like my mother.
Learning in you.
Mike, you're just like my mother. You're looking stuff up and then going, God, I wish I hadn't done that.
Oh, that one. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Good one. Next time you're on there, go for the related words. Check on the hot Carl or the Alabama Hot Pocket. I'll leave you with that. Urban Dictionary knows, babies.
And knowing Mike, he looked it up and then he said, "That's hot."
Oh,
hey, honey.
God, I hope not.
No, I
hope not. Well, I will holler at you guys later. I gotta go actually do some work now.
Okay.
Ohio rocks.
All right.
Thanks for calling, babe.
See you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was awesome.
That was. We had a caller. Well, actually, we have another caller, but this one has a pulse. So, you know. Nice. Mike, I'm kidding. I love you.
So, what was your favorite show, Mike? Since you've listened, you've been there for almost all of them.
I try to forget them as soon as I hear them. I remember.
Oh.
I'm not going to go back and listen. Did you see my note where I said I didn't realize BTR had stats? And I found them just when I was logging on, and it said I'd listened to 126 shows.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's more than we've done.
That's more than twice as many as we've done.
Do you have a twin, Mike?
Somebody must be coming in and sneaking in and logging on with my ID.
Somebody using your ID is signing on late at night and listening to those late night sex advice shows.
I guess. That's
probably what it is.
It could be Mrs. Mike.
You never know.
In fact, I was listening to the show the first time Mrs. Mike called in, and we thought it was you. And we were like, "Hi, Mike." And then she starts talking to us, and we're like, "That's not Mike."
Okay, so
and
that's
we
what
knew
a hot
that
pocket
because, was. And we knew it wasn't Mike because, well, she was funny.
Man,
you talking about Shirley?
No, it was the Halloween show that she called in on.
Yeah, that
she wanted
was good.
She,
that
wa- she wanted to know why we weren't talking about Wait Until Dark.
That's right. Oh, your wife has the best voice, Mike.
I was thinking that about Miss Schmoop. I was going to tell her if she was going to move out of town here recently that she should she should head out to the West Coast and start doing some voiceovers.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I think she'd be good at that.
Schmoop has long been told that she has a 900 voice.
Oh, yeah. Yep. She could make a living at it.
Yes, yeah, she could. And she'd probably
from
be
home.
Happier.
And she could do it from home, too.
Yeah.
Well, she'd probably want to do it from elsewhere. But that's not, that's neither.
Elsewhere is neither here nor there. You're right. What were those two things she said? One was a hot pocket and...
You going to be all
hot
right,
Carl?
Mike?
And a hot Carl? Does that sound right?
Carl something.
I think a hot Carl.
I'm going to have to listen to this stupid show again to find out what she said.
And we appreciate that.
Hot Carl. There is a hot Carl.
Well, according to
Whoa.
I'm Stupid, there's only one hot Carl in the world. And you know who that is, Jay.
I shouldn't
Carl Palladino!
I shouldn't have looked this one up either. Why does she know these things?
Well, she is one of these people who is a fountain of useful information.
There's the thesaurus. They have a thesaurus. It's an Alabama hot pocket.
Oh, God. Anything that happens in Alabama can't be good.
Holy.
Are you all right there, Mike? You're almost as verklempt as the day you looked up pictures of Anna Kournikova while you were still on the air. I think we lost Matt here for a minute.
I'm fine now.
Okay.
Whew. I guess one day I'm just going to have to sit down and just start reading the Urban Dictionary.
No, God.
He was out there.
Can you, it'll cut into your time where you're correcting Google Maps, though.
That's true. I only did that one time. And I got 6 out of 7 corrections accepted.
That's what they all say. It was only one time.
Here's an Alabama handshake. That's interesting.
Oh, my God. Look up tossing salad, Mike.
I did that the other day.
Oh, you did?
Hey, Matt?
Yes?
When I was listening to a couple of the old shows, I actually had forgotten that Mickey T called in.
Love the mixer.
Called in during our Drunken Adventures and Hangovers show.
Oh, my God.
So those were some pretty good days, and I had forgotten that the Joker called in on that show also.
The Joker, probably the best call-in we've ever had.
Outstanding.
Ladies and, yeah, Joker, we gave him full reign for like 30 minutes, and he monopolized his time. He made good use of it. And when all was said and done, he called us Nazis for not allowing him to speak.
Well, you know, everybody has their own experience.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we only have 45 minutes, and he only got 43, so he's a little ticked.
Yep. I guess.
Didn't Rabbi Mikey take up about an hour show one time?
Ooh.
Well, yeah, that was the telethon show where we had the live remotes from Bagwine. And here in Redneckville and somewhere, I think we had, what was it, Laughlin, Nevada?
Yeah, Dick Burns was there.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah, we had Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. were on stage. Performing, and Mac Davis performing here.
Yes, that's huge.
And the rest of the show was well. Of course, we had, you know, Mikey was on for a while, and it was one of those rare moments when Time Warner Cable decided to cut Matt Man off for a few minutes.
Time Warner Cable, Phil. We're on good terms now, though.
Yeah, I remember some of this stuff now. Didn't they? Didn't it cut him off like 3 or 4 times in one show? Or even more than that?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, yeah. And then like something like about 3 weeks in a row where it would go down like just about showtime.
Yeah.
But we've moved beyond that, Mike.
Yeah, you had to upgrade, didn't you?
Oh, no. No. They fixed everything.
Well, that's not great.
Well, yeah, but they did it free. They replaced all the cable inside and out because of the power of Vaughn was stupid.
Exactly. We put the fear of populist revolt in them. And they got somebody out there, and they fixed that.
Darn right. And I'll tell you what, Mike, Time Warner Cable Phil follows me on Twitter.
In case there's any problem at any time, Matt can tweet Phil, and Phil will take care of
Phil.
It.
I'd rather not tweet Phil, but I can do it if I want to.
Phil is Matt's personal customer service agent.
He's my personal hand puppet is what he is.
And here with about 3 minutes left in the show, we probably should do a quick shout out to everyone there on the East Coast as Irene savages America from the Carolinas all the way to Maine. And tell them all to be safe and don't do anything stupid like Jim Cantore does.
Oh, my God.
I asked Diane, the blogger Diane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How far from
you don't have to be shy, Mike. Go ahead and say it.
She said she was about 3 miles from the coast.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I was going to say, what do you mean? Wait, where the hell is Diane today? But, yeah. I guess
away.
I'll let it. I guess I'll let the fact that she's in the path of Irene be an excuse for her.
Yeah.
And she'll probably want to use that excuse Monday, too, but, you know.
Of course.
Start to cry. I need your help, honey.
Okay. There, see? You won.
Oh, my God.
Well, we only got a minute left. They're going to cut us off. So
I'm going to tell her that I hung up before the end of the show, so I'm going to go.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks, Mike.
So, but anyway, shout out to Diane. Shout out to Diane because she was there for us from day one.
Yes, she
some
was.
Great calls. Some great calls. Called in and stayed with us for the whole show a couple of times.
Yes, she did. And it goes even further back than that, Jay. When I was in the hospital with pneumonia, she called me a couple afternoons. And, yes, I stayed on the phone with her for a couple hours.
Yep.
Which was good because my cable access was limited.
And right before they cut us off, I mentioned earlier I wanted to do a shout out to my BFF Warrior Cat, who has been super supportive of the show in addition to being hot.
And
a shout out to you, Matt Man.
Aww.
Just for being you.
What do you want?
Not a thing, but we'll be back on Monday for part
nice.
Two. And
yeah.
And we'll, cut us off.
They did?
Well, it